looking to begin the halachas, which pertain to the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Bikur Chaylim, visiting those who are sick. So something that many of us engage in on a fairly frequent basis, something which on the surface seems very straightforward and simplistic. However, there are many halachic angles to this, what one should be doing, what one shouldn't be doing, what is the intent of what one's supposed to be doing, how should one fill the mitzvah in its best form. So just to start with the basics, what exactly is the mitzvah of Bikur Chaylim? Where in the Torah do we find any source for the mitzvah of Bikur Chaylim? Something we take for granted, but there's no clear pasuk anywhere in the Torah which states clearly that one's obligated to visit the sick. So we have, the first scenario we have is by Avraham Avinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to visit Avraham Avinu, and we know that we are commanded to follow in the path of Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mahu Racham, Mafato Racham, Mahu Chan, Mafato Chan, and we are generally required to emulate the midas of Kadosh Baruch Hu. In a broader sense, the fine thing, but again, no specific commandment in that memro to Mechayev Bikur Chaylim. There's no specific tzivei on Bikur Chaylim. So where do we have any allusion to this in the Torah? So the Rishonim say that by Yisrael tells Moshe Rabbeinu, he advised him to set up the judicial system and everything else that goes with it, to ease the load on Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, "Vaydatam lahem is haderech hashiel chuba." Part of your role, which you will do, is haydatam lahem, you will make them cognizant of the way which they are to go. Haderech asher yel chuba, and the Gemara breaks down this pasuk, haderech yel chuba refers to specific mitzvahs. The life role of a Yid, as pertaining to other Yidin, requires specific things. One of them is Bikur Chaylim, one of them is Kfuras Mesim, and so on and so forth. Yelchu, the Gemara says, alludes to the mitzvah of Bikur Chaylim. Why is that so? How do you see the word Yelchu Bikur Chaylim? Generally, when it comes to tzedakah, the ani comes to you. Many other mitzvahs you can perform in your house or something similar to that. One mitzvah where, generally speaking, one has to get up, get off the couch and go do the mitzvah, is the mitzvah of Bikur Chaylim. You have to go to the Chaylim. He's not going anywhere. So the Chazal understood in that there's a mitzvah called Bikur Chaylim. What is the level, purely taxonomical purposes? Is it deraisa? Is it derabanan? How does that work? The halachas gedolos maintains it as deraisa. However, many say fakert. What is that? The Rambam says as follows: mitzvah asay shall devrayim levakir chaylim. Is a mitzvah asay shall devrayim? Is there derabanan levakir chaylim? The rabbanan are mechayev the mitzvah chaylim. There is no mitzvah in truth midaraisa to be levakir chaylim. However, the Rambam continues at the end of the halacha. And Hilchas Evil Perik Yudal Halachalaf, he ends off, Afmi Shakomis Elam Midavrayim, Harayim Bechlal Vahafarich Chamaycha. Even though this mitzvah is a mitzvah of the Rabbanon, it is included, it falls within the parameters of a Hafarich Chamaycha, which seems somewhat enigmatic. If it's part of a Hafarich Chamaycha, it'd be the Raisa. If it's not part of a Hafarich Chamaycha, it'd be the Rabbanon. How could it be both? So Megillas Esther explains that there are some mitzvahs where Chazal gave a broad, with the Torah, gave a broad characterization of a midah we're supposed to do, and the Torah was not mechayev specific actions. The hafarich kamaycha at face value simply means to go ahead and to love your friend, to be nice to him, maybe included in that. It doesn't mandate any specific actions. Chazal came along and they said that even though you are not required by the Torah, you are not required to go ahead and perform specific actions, nonetheless, we will go ahead, and they basically came along and they embodied this chiyuv within specific actions. They said, nich mavelim is a mitzvah, fulfillment of the hafarich kamaycha. Bikur chaylim is a mitzvah of the hafarich kamaycha, which will emerge that if one's obligation to go do Bikur Chaylim is only derbanan, but when one fulfills the mitzvah, in actuality, he's a mekayim mitzvah deraisa. So he has to do this specific action as opposed to just feeling nice towards other yidin, as opposed to loving other yidin, just in your heart alone, or as opposed to doing other mitzvahs to other yidin. The specific action of going to Bikur Chaylim is a mitzvah which is derbanan, but again, by doing so, Chazal including this and saying you have directly fulfilled, the kiyum is a kiyum deraisa. But again, if you measure it against other mitzvahs, which one's more important, ultimately in rank of dechi and mitzvahs is only derbanan, not deraisa. And just one note, we know that the minhag is obviously we don't make any bracha on Bikur Chaylim. The Rishonim talk about this. The Rashi famously says that any mitzvah which I have to come onto somebody else to do the mitzvah, I don't make a bracha on. He may not be interested. I may not be able to fill without him. I can't do that. But one nice thought, someone I've heard a while back, I don't recall where I heard this, someone suggested, it goes to Matanus for Mishloach Manus as well, he says that certain mitzvahs are meant to engender goodwill between two different people. Mishloach Manus is meant to promote Ahava Reyes between two people. If I go to my friend and I give him Mishloach Manus, I say, Baruch Ata Hashem, 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 Mitzvah, you commanded me to give Mishloach Manus. Odds are he's not going to feel very kindly towards you. He's not going to look at it as a very good show of friendship. Gad Duga Mitzvah, I'm just his Ezrik, I'm just his Lulav, it's all he's doing. If you'd walk into a chayla and you would say, I'm coming to visit you, but hold on one second, let me make a bracha first, odds are you're not going to do very much to be mechayev his spirit. So as such, it wouldn't be mechayev any bracha.